Hey, this is Springer from AboveTopSecret.com, and the following greatness is brought to you in high definition, Dave Rabbit Audio.
Greetings, my fellow pod people. This is Nadira from Radio First Termer, Iraq. Picture, if you will, us together within a pod. Outstanding, outcasting to the universe, casting aspersions of grandeur, casting a doubt of a shadow in the ether or internet, when from the midst of this fog emerges a solitary man with a huge imagination. He brings to you a message of rock. His name is Dave Rabbit. Summoning forth rock music magic from the artists of the PodSafe Music Network at podshow.com. Resistance is futile in the Rabbit Podcast Zone. In this moment in time, we call Dave Rabbit's Hard Rock Podcast Show. You only need to be here and to listen.
Hi, everybody. Here's your tour guide, Dave Rabbit from the Rabbit Zone again. We've got a great show for you this evening. I think you're going to really enjoy it. A lot of good bands, a lot of good songs. The intro was done by Springer at AboveTopSecret.com. Springer also has, he and I do a show that's called Springer Sprung, which really goes into really depth about the Above Top Secret family, which I lovingly call Disneyland for Nuts. Okay, here we go. Band number one is Johnny Gearjammer. He doesn't have a website available, but it says he's been playing off and on for 20 years. He got seriously recently about music, and he entered into the computer-based world of recording. And he hopes to post more to come on the internet and hopes everybody has a chance to enjoy his songs and his music. And here we go from Michigan with the influence of Young G, Iron Maiden, Metallica, Slayer, and Jackal. His song, Misery.
Yeah.
Johnny Gearjammer, Misery. Band number two is Johnny Kaplan and the Lazy Stars. He doesn't have a website available either, but he says he's a rock star. He may not have the platinum albums yet, but the guy plays rock music. In fact, his music reeks of 8-track players, Trans Ams, banging your girlfriend in the back seat of the car, and decal jersey t-shirts. The sort of stuff you would have seen in a parking lot of a Led Zeppelin concert. A lot of us can relate to that, I'm sure. He's from California. His influences are Dylan Parsons Young and the Stones. Let's listen to his Ride Free. Rockin' with the Big 69 here on the Rabbit Zone. Fasten your seatbelts.
Well, put the
Johnny Kaplan and the Lazy Stars, Ride Free. Great song. Josh Woodward is our next artist on band number three. His website is www.joshwoodward.com. That's JOSHWOODWARD.com. Says he's a one-man acoustic rock band. He has three CDs currently available from his website. From Findlay, Ohio, with influences of Paul Simon, Elvis Costello, Snoop Dogg, Ben Folds 5, and Outkast. Let's take a listen to his song entitled, She's On My Mind. Woodward, She's On My Mind. Nice. I really like that. Band number four is pronounced Kaj, K-A-J. They don't have a working website either, but that's okay. Swooping down on the earth like a mystical bird of flame, Kaj provides a rebirth of rock from the ashes of its predecessors, driven by a strong vocal presence and melodic guitar riffs, and brought together with intense bass undertones and driving rhythmic patterns. Their song is entitled The Alcohol Does the Talking. They're from Pennsylvania with influences of Tool, Stain, Stone Temple Pilots, Alice in Chains, Dream Theater, and Nirvana. The Alcohol Does the Talking. Boy, this is a great name for a song. I can relate to that. Here we go. Kaj. Why don't you suggest to Mel Gibson that that becomes his official song? Because obviously the alcohol with him does the talking. Band number five is Caputa. They are a website of www.myspace.com/Caputa, K-A-P-U-D-A. Caputa is breaking grounds with music that holds no punches back, a little political and a lot of fun. Caputa touches on issues that are the real ones on the world's mind and to the point. Caputa has shared the stage with Power Man 5000, Accident Experiment, Mantis, 36 Crazy Fist, and more. From Oregon, their song is entitled Cold.
hatred from the sky. Now you're scared, let you why. Hoping you could get out here alive. Better watch what you say.
Kafuda, cold. When I was on their website, myspace.com/Kafuda, they had a song on there called Not Our War, which was a really interesting song. So you might go to their website and take a listen to that. And our final band is Kickstarter, whose website is www.lioncastle.com. That's lioncastle.com. The band members include Chris Bann on bass, Danny D on vocals, Sean Lavelle on guitar, and Alex Aldrich on drums. They're from California with influences of D-Generation, The Humpers, Hanoi Rocks, and Johnny Thunders. Let's listen to their song, Since Yesterday. Kickstarter since yesterday. That's the end of the PodSafe music groups for tonight. Now we're going to go into my favorite part of the show, the Classic Rock Showcase. Tonight's Classic Rock group is Led Zeppelin. Their website is www.led-zeppelin.com. Their website is absolutely unbelievable. They've got some really neat kind of music video kind of stuff where it even starts before you even click on to go to the site. Got all kinds of neat interviews, all kinds of graphics and photos and pictures of concerts. It's really a neat, neat site. You need to go there. Led Zeppelin is an English rock band and is considered to be one of the most successful and influential groups in popular music history. Led Zeppelin consisted of four men, Jimmy Page on guitar, Robert Plant on lead vocals and harmonica, John Bonham on drums, and John Paul Jones on bass guitar, keyboards, and mandolin. Formed in 1968, Led Zeppelin were innovators who never lost Main Street appeal. While the band is perhaps best known as pioneers of hard rock and heavy metal, they also drew inspiration from many other musical genres, including blues, rockabilly, reggae, soul, funk, jazz, clerical, classical, Celtic, Indian, Arabic, folk, pop, Latin, and country. Over 25 years after disbanding in response to Bonham's 1980 death, Led Zeppelin continued to be held in high regard for their artistic achievements, commercial success, and broad music influence. To date, the group is reported to have sold more than 300 million albums worldwide, including 109.5 million in sales in the United States alone. Here's one of two songs that I've selected that we did tremendously well with in the Vietnam show. Here it is, one of my favorites, Good Times, Bad Times. And the hits just keep on coming.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for another Rabbit Zone show. Hope you enjoyed yourself this evening and look forward to being with you again on the next episode. We're going to close out with another of my favorites of Led Zeppelin, one that I used to dedicate to all the troops in war zones around the world who sat there and watched those freedom birds fly back to the world again without them. Heartbreaker. This Hard Rock Podcast Show. I hope you enjoyed this little trip inside the music and the mind of Dave Rabbit. Check back often for new episodes featuring artists and their music from the Pod Show PodSafe Music Network at www.podshow.com. For more fun,
music, audio, and video, visit my official podcast network home at www.daverabbit.podomatic.com. Until next time, this is Dave Rabbit. Peace, my brothers and sisters. Peace.